the Rokon Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. Congressman Adam Kinzinger is joining us on the hotline. And a lot going on in the world. None of it particularly good today, Congressman. You've had what appears to be a terror attack in Germany and what appears to be a political assassination in Turkey of the Russian ambassador there. Let's start in Ankara. What do we know about the possible motivation here, and what are the concerns the United States government might have about the fact that the assassin here is an employee of the Turkish government, a Turkish police officer?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the Turks have seemed to maybe imply that this is a Gulenist involvement thing. I don't know how seriously to take that. They typically like to fall back on that. That's the cleric that's currently in the United States that they blame for the attempted coup. But it's obviously very scary. You have a guy that was put in a position of trust, allowed to carry a gun, put in proximity of the Russian ambassador. And this is seen as, to put it very lightly, a terrorist attack is something bigger. If Russia and Turkey had worse relations, it could almost be seen as an act of war in some cases. So it's very frightening and just a bad thing, obviously, to have happen.
Now, in terms of what's happening with our evolving relationship with Russia, it's interesting to see how there will be what kind of contact there's going to be between the current administration concerning this. I mean, not exactly what the protocol is for circumstance where a Russian ambassador or diplomat is killed overseas, unrelated to us technically. You wonder what kind of formal or protocol contact there is, and would that come from both sides? Can we expect that a president-elect would reach out in a moment like that?
Yeah, I think it would be appropriate for him to at least express sympathy. I don't think it would be appropriate for him to reach out directly with the Russian government or anything like that yet. I mean, we have to respect the fact that President Obama was elected until late January in 2017, and he's the acting president. But, this has potential to add an interesting hook to what we've been talking about in terms of Trump and the involvement with Russia. One of the things I'm concerned about is, since this guy yelled Allah Akbar and talked about Aleppo, that somehow this will be seen as, terrorist support for intervention in Aleppo. And I think it needs to be very clear here that what you have in Aleppo are a lot of very innocent people that are being killed by a brutal Russian and Assad and Iranian government en masse. Now we have a temporary ceasefire, but that doesn't take away from the tragedy of it. So we need to be careful that this does not build sympathy for the cause of the Russians and Assad and Aleppo.
Congressman, what about the plan right now or the appeal by senators like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and a bipartisan group that sent the letter saying we would like a select committee to look into the hacking, a potential interference of the actual Russian government in our election and beyond? Is this the right way to move forward here? I guess my question is, wouldn't they naturally be looking into it? And isn't this something that our intelligence community would be on top of already?
Yeah, I think it should be. And, I'm not necessarily yet in favor of a select committee, although I think that's kind of more nuanced. I think, leave it to the intel committees and the committees of jurisdiction. If we can't get answers, then we'll go that route. But I think it's important for, look, we've got to take a deep breath here. This has been a very partisan time. And you have some on the left that are claiming that Donald Trump's election is not legitimate because of this, and you have some on the right claiming that this never even happened. Obviously, the hack happened. We have to trust our intel committee to do the best they can. And we need, as Republicans and Democrats, to come together and not cast, any doubt on the presidency of Donald Trump, but instead say, how do we prevent something like this from happening in the future? Because look, as a country, we're not a former satellite state of Eastern Europe. We're the United States of America. We can't have a country with an economy the size of Italy thinking that they can meddle in our politics and push us around the globe.
It's a really interesting point because they have lost. They were always a military power. They were always, they had technology. They had an ability to project force around the world and influence politics around the world. But I think, to me, what is most interesting is now that we are involved in an information war, in a data war, which is appears to have what's happened here, we don't they're beating us technologically here, it appears. And
I'm sorry.
I mean, and I guess to what degree are we able to defend ourselves? Who do we blame for that? And how do we return the favor?
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to the theory of proportional response. And, you know, look, we have a very good, probably the best in the world, offensive and defensive cyber capability. But I think, you know, and anytime, obviously, we unleash the dog, so to speak, we reveal what we have. Take that into account when you're talking about any kind of cyber retribution. But I think there's proportional responses to the extent of, you know, look, we know Vladimir Putin has billions of dollars of government interest that he's basically stolen for himself, and it's in bank accounts around the globe. Maybe we should expose some of those. Maybe we should expose embarrassing stuff about him or people in his inner circle. And then what it comes down to is, you know, and I hate to use the term, but it's almost a mutual assured destruction like we had in the Cold War where, hey, look, you may be able to get past cyber defenses of like the DNC or the RNC, but you are going to have a response to make to the extent that you're going to think twice about doing it again. And I think that's going to be the key in the cyber realm. It's a totally different.
Apparently Vladimir has cut him off.
Yeah. No more talking for you.
That's right.
How do we push back?
You dropped out.
We think Vladimir Putin actually got in your way.
He's interfering with this conversation.
Am I better now?
Yeah, you're better now.
Better now?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I just think it's about response, you know. It's
right.
About being able to come back and hit them hard, too.
All right. And I guess this also comes down to this notion about Donald Trump saying that he wants the CIA or the FBI to have a press conference, or Ryan's previous is saying that he wants the CIA or the FBI to have a press conference or to go on television and explain how they know this, and then he'll believe it. That seems like that's not the sort of thing that one would normally hear from a president-elect asking for a security people to take their methods and tactics and information out publicly. I mean, just telling him should be good enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's inappropriate. And, you know, I look at it this way. We have to get back to trusting the institution of the Intelligence Committee. Regardless of, you know, of our political stripes, this should be a bipartisan issue. And the idea of, you know, standing up and revealing our methods and revealing what we know, when that can, in fact, reveal the capabilities we have, is not the right thing to do. They should brief the president-elect on it, and then his briefing should be enough for him to determine whether or not this was, in fact, done.
Right. Exactly. Good. That is exactly how I remember it happening in all the history books and movies I've seen, even including those ones about aliens. I mean, even in the alien ones, that was always how it was done.
There was a
right?
protocol.
There was a quiet kind of thing.
Yes.
If Donald Trump was in Independence Day, he would be asking the aliens to have a press conference. I don't know if you're here. I don't know if you're here. I don't believe you. I'm not touching you. All right.
He'd make him stand up and show him when the asteroid's going to hit exactly.
Exactly. I don't know. I want a press conference. Unless it happens on TV, it doesn't really happen. All right, let me.
I got to ask about Berlin as well.
Yeah, I just and very quickly before we let you go, I know this is a developing tragic story here in Berlin. Do we know yet? Have we been and can we say whether it's a terror act in Berlin?
No, seems like it. You know, it seems like it's a terror act. Could be a driver that passed out. Probably a terrorist act. And you know, we need to guard against this. This is kind of the new way of doing business, and it continually changes. So be on the lookout, but also keep living your lives.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
Congressman.
Sir.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Take
all right.
care.
All right, there he goes. Coming up on the other side, you can rip me off. I'll tell you when. Coming up for Hawks tickets tomorrow night. See the Hawks taking on the Ottawa Senators at the United Center. But first, all brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Cooling. But first, Violetta Potomac's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.